the former governor who negotiated the compact, former Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry, says it automatically renews. And just to get a little more of a deep dive here, the reason it renews is that there are certain conditions that needed to be met, that the state and the tribes wanted to see met at the end of 15 years for the compact to continue. Those have been met. One of them is the continuation of paramutual horse racing, which of course has continued. That's just one of a condition that's been met to continue it. But it doesn't mean we can't talk about the rates right now. Across the state, tribes pay between 4% and 6% of the Class 3 gaming revenue under the compact. We can certainly talk about that, but what we don't want to happen, the reason we're so united, is that the compact really terminated the last day of December. It would disrupt an industry that has provided so many jobs for Oklahomans, so much revenue for all 4 million Oklahomans through the fees we send to the state and through the investments we make in our communities. It would be such a disruption to the economy.